Hi, I'm Heather DeLuca, your 100.7 WH2D midday host, and welcome to Story of a Song, where I tell you a few facts you may not know about your favorite songs. The year is 1988. Paula Abdul has gone from LA Laker girl to professional choreographer, working with Debbie Gibson, Prince, and most notably, Janet Jackson. Straight Up was the breakout song that kicked off Abdul's transition from choreographer to bona fide pop sensation. To refresh your memory, Straight Up was the third single released from Paula Abdul's debut album, Forever Your Girl. It went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in February of 1989 and remains her biggest international hit to date. But did you know it's a song that almost never saw the light of day? Abdul has often remarked on the song's baffling origin, that it was her mother who initially brought it to her attention. A coworker's boyfriend was an aspiring songwriter named Elliot Wolf. The track came to Paula as a bare-bones, underproduced 8-track demo. Apparently, her mom thought it was so basic, she laughed at it and chucked it in the garbage.
I got a call from my mom 2 days later saying, "Oh my God, Paula, it's the most god-awful thing you've ever heard." And she played this cassette. It was someone singing notes that I've never heard of. And we were laughing and crying, and my mother threw it in the trash can.
But Paula heard potential and fished it out of the trash.
I said, "There's something really cool about this song."
At the time, Paula was a choreographer by day and, having just landed a deal with Virgin Records, was recording songs by night. But the label thought Straight Up was just meh.
They just looked at me and kind of went, "Are you crazy?" I said, "No, I really believe in it. Please let me do it."
Paula bargained with the execs. "Let me record Straight Up, and I'll record 2 songs of your choice." Virgin relented, and for all of $2,500, Straight Up as we know it was brought to life.
Straight up now.
Genius. Looked like a cross between Steven Spielberg and Woody Allen with big glasses. Here I am at a studio apartment recording Straight Up in the shower.
After trying to launch Paula's singing career off 2 other singles, Knocked Out and The Way That You Love Me, both which struggled to chart until a much later re-release, an FM radio station in San Francisco started cold playing Straight Up. Immediately, it caught listeners' attention and lit up the request lines.
KMEL really believed in that song. It wasn't a single and started playing it every half hour. And their sister station, Z100, started playing it.
It also took the music industry by storm, selling 1 million copies in just 10 days.
A song that was not meant to be was a song that went crazy.
Do you love me? Tell me, baby.
And with the help of an avant-garde and iconic music video showcasing Paula's dancing skills, Straight Up went to number one, where it stayed for 3 weeks, cementing its status as one of the greatest pop songs in history. One that could have ended up in a landfill.
But that's what happened, and it was started with Straight Up.
The rest, as they say, is history. It's amazing and serendipitous when you think about it that Straight Up ended up in Paula's hands and became the key to her launching a career as a successful pop star. But you can't fight fate. And I believe that song finding its way to Paula straight out of a trash can was her fate. Straight Up is still, to this day, one of my favorite songs of all time. Whenever I hear it, I still get shivers. My gosh, how many times I played that single, like on loop, until the tape broke. With its shuffling tempo, New Jack Swing vibes, and Settle for No BS lyrics that cut right through, I just can't resist. And that's the story of a song that you can hear right here on 100.7 WHUD. Thanks for listening.